The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, now what? Curiosity, frustration, imagination, and a unique perspective are at the heart of this tale about Lizzie and Luna. Lizzie and her new friend from the Caribbean, Luna, color their way through adventures and embrace the concept of living in the now, while being creative with what life presents.
On the cover, a girl named Lizzie, with a round pink face, sits in the rain in a puddle on the ground. She squeezes water out of her abundant curly red hair. She wears a teal blue shirt, jean overalls, and pink shoes with the laces undone. Behind her, a small white dog with floppy ears and a fluffy tail sits under a blue umbrella. An orange cat peeks out from behind him. Nearby stands a girl with light brown skin. Her black hair is put up in a do-rag, a multicolored kerchief placed over the top of her head and tied at the back. She wears a yellow blouse, blue shorts, and red sneakers. She catches raindrops in her upturned hand as they drip from the title of blue, wavery, wet-looking letters. Now what? Lizzie and the white dog stand in a doorway, gazing out at a gray sky and a green hill. She has her hands stuffed into her overalls' side pockets, and a paddle sticks out of a back pocket. A red ball dangles at the end of a string attached to the paddle.
What does one do on a day such as this? A little bit gray, and a little bit-ish. Lizzie began with an indoor sport of a bingity-boingity-bouncity sort.
The ball on the string in the middle of the round, flat, wooden paddle flies up into the air before bouncing back down to the paddle. Lizzie lies on her back and bounces the ball against the paddle some more. The string breaks and the ball flies wildly through the air.
Uh-oh.
The ball crashes into a ceramic piggy bank that teeters on the edge of a table. The dog watches as Lizzie uses a broom to sweep up the coins and broken pieces of piggy bank.
Yikes! Now what?
Lizzie rummages in a closet. There are boxes on a high shelf, a scarf on a hanger, skis standing up against the wall, a golf club, tennis racket, and softball.
Music, by gum! I think I'll play some.
Lizzie pulls out all sorts of instruments. A drum set with four drums, a trumpet, an accordion, bagpipes, a xylophone, and a ukulele.
How about something that's rockin' or jazzy?
Lizzie plays the ukulele with one broken string. The dog wears glasses and reads a book titled Music and Uke.
Or Snazzy Pizzazzy.
Lizzie plays the drum set. The dog ducks as a loose drumstick flies over his head after it escapes Lizzie's grasp.
Or straight up Fantazzy.
The dog's ears are blown back from the sound waves coming from Lizzie's trumpet. Droplets of sweat fly off of her face as she plays.
Now what?
Lizzie lies on her tummy on the floor and stares at the dog. She rolls onto her back. The pup drops a slobbery blue ball on her face.
Okay. Wet ball and all, with a leap and a bound, Lizzie went out with her light-hearted hound. A throw and a catch, and a hole in the ground to bury a ball, but what is that sound?
A cardboard box nearby has something written on it.
It's kittens. Small kittens. Cute kittens, I see. They're only a dollar. They're practically free.
Lizzie clutches a green bill as the dog tries to push her away from the box. The words on it say, kittens, $1 each. Three little gray heads and an orange tail poke above the edge of the box.
Now what?
Lizzie's parents stand at the front door and look down at Lizzie, who holds the box of one orange and five gray kittens. The dog cowers as the orange one walks over him.
It isn't so much that it's bad to have critters. It just isn't wise if you get them in litters.
Now what do I do with these sweet little kitties? I must find a home for each of these pretties.
Lizzie opened for business with kittens to sell. They were fluffy and free, so of course it went well.
Lizzie sits at a wooden table with a pitcher and a sign that reads, Lemonade, 50 cents. The writing on the box of kittens for sale now reads, Sold out.
But not far away there began some loud thumping, and clanking and clunking, and bumping and whumping.
A moving truck is filled with furniture, and large cardboard boxes are stacked on the ground behind it.
There were boxes stacked high, and a bear on a chair.
Good golly! Wowzolly! What's happening there?
The orange kitten is still under the table. Lizzie leaves the table and stands on one of the moving boxes.
A little bit nervous, with tummy aflutter, Lizzie peeked over some boxes and clutter.
What do I see? Are you kidding me? It's a person my size! What a happy surprise!
On the other side of the boxes is a girl with light brown skin wearing a yellow blouse, blue shorts, and red sneakers.
I'm Lizzie. I'm Luna,
each said with a smile.
I like your sneakers, and I like your style.
They talked and unpacked and began to discover how different they were, yet the same as each other.
As they sit on the boxes, Lizzie spreads her arms wide as she talks, gesturing enthusiastically.
I just love reading. I love to explore. I moved from an island. I walked from next door.
Then out of the boxes flew treasures galore, like chalk to draw hopscotch, a game both adore.
The girls pull items out of a box marked Luna's Treasures. They draw colorful hopscotch squares on the sidewalk.
There were costumes and bubbles and baubles and goggles and spinning tops wobbling with jiggles and joggles.
They run and wave a bubble wand through the air, creating huge soap bubbles. The orange kitten floats by in one of them.
Now what?
Lizzie asked, giddy with glee.
Grandma's musical box, Luna said. Come and see.
Out came maracas and two kinds of drums, and gourds that were made into two kinds of fun.
Luna shakes a maraca, which is shaped like a chicken leg and is hollow with beads inside. The dog plays one of the drums with his paws, a djembe, which has a cone-shaped body and a leather top. Lizzie plays a kettle drum made of metal, and one of the mallets flies out of her hand. The kitten rolls around with a noisemaker gourd.
Shake a shake, rat-a-tat, clickety-clack. In rhythm they jammed with a slap-a-tap-tap.
Now what?
The instruments are scattered on the ground. The girls lean on the empty box.
The boxes, that's it. The perfect spaceship. Using scissors and tape, and the doggy's design, one box at a time, the ship started to climb. With chalk, paint and crayons, they fancied it up. But now what? A runaway kitten?
The orange kitten perches atop the stack of boxes. The dog leaps toward it.
And there goes the pup.
Now what?
Raindrops begin to fall.
Now what?
Clearly, their space travel plans were cut short. So, what was a rocket became a fine fort.
The friends sit inside the box that is turned sideways so they are covered and dry. The dog holds out a blue umbrella for the orange kitten to sit beneath.
They giggled and gabbed as the rain tumbled down, inside and cozy, enjoying the sound. Luna told tales from the books she had read. And Lizzie shared tunes she made up in her head. Drippity drizzle and plippity plop, the soppy rain finally came to a stop.
The wet boxes sag and drip water. The girls stand on the sidewalk as Lizzie wrings water out of her red hair.
It's blotchy and blurry and smeary and smudgy. Our hopscotch is soup and our fort is all sludgy. Now what?
The orange kitten leaves purple paw prints as it walks past them. The girls smile at the pattern and blurred colors on the sidewalk, what is left of the hopscotch drawings.
Hold on, Luna said. Looky here, Lizzie cried. With wide open wonder, they saw with new eyes. If we add some dots here and a splotch of paint there, paw prints make petals with freckledy flair.
The girls go to work with chalk and big paintbrushes splashing colors on the ground. The dog holds a brush in his mouth. The kitten watches with a smile.
Chalk dust was billowing, pink-purple hues, with paint splashes dappling, green-yellow blues. They crafted their world with big, colorful choices, expressing themselves in their own unique voices. Then Lizzie and Luna sat back and reflected on how their whole day was just so unexpected, how thump-wumpy noises brought new friends together, and wet, wonky weather made things even better.
In the distance, beyond the girls' colorful mural of suns and flowers and ladybugs and butterflies, the white dog and orange kitten fly off in a red rocket ship. The girls and pets head off together, walking through bright splashes of colors of blue, pink, green, and purple.
They walked and they talked as they painted and played with kitten and pup in their pint-sized parade. To answer, now what, was no longer their quest, for to be in the moment was simply the best. Now is what.
This has been Now What, written by Brenda Fatz, narrated by Aaron Riemann, audio description narrated by Chris Snyder, and written by Bonnie Barlow, from illustrations by Peter Tremarco. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the Audiobook Wizard.